It's a Thursday, which means you need to be strapped in comfortably to your bucket seat to talk some motoring with our man David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how are things?
Oh, I'm good, mate. Thinking about the bush and out driving in the outback.
Well, here in the Hunter, we have a lot of people that appreciate the Toyota Land Cruiser. We've been talking about it a lot recently with Steve from Wideland. Tell us a little bit about the new Land Cruiser 300.
Well, hasn't it evolved enormously? You go back to when it first came into Australia, which was the first car that Toyota ever exported out of Japan, I believe. It was back in the day when we were building the Snowy Mountain scheme. And Leslie Tease, later Sir Leslie, bought in 13 of them. Now, the interesting thing was, it wasn't without some sort, difficulty, some development, some things that didn't quite go as well as they could. And so Toyota, at the very beginning, began to develop the idea, well, the process of going in and seeing how they're being used and then taking that back and making improvements. And that really cemented Toyota's link to the bush in many ways because it had this approach. Now, of course, Australia is the ideal opportunity to test these things. We have 80% of the conditions that any four-wheel drive is likely to have to face. So their process, and they now dominate very much in regional areas. 40% of they have 40% of the market in the Northern Territory. That's enormous. I mean, the total market in the Northern Territory. So yeah. It was that early thing, that early commitment to finding if there's a problem to try to fix it as well, that really led to their success. But the new one represents quite a change from those first basic ones that came into Australia in the early 50s.
Well, David, the Land Cruisers that we all know, they're a big beast of a car with a big thumping V8. Do they still have that?
No. Ooh. Now, it's interesting, isn't it, that the development of efficiency and the best way to do it has evolved. It now has a 3.3-litre V6 turbo diesel, which is matched to a 10-speed automatic gearbox. I think that's a little different from those earlier models. Got a fair amount of a good amount of kilowatts of power to it, 227. And, of course, as you would expect, some pretty darn good Newton metres of torque, 700. So it actually has increased its power and torque over the big lumping V8. Oh, perhaps that's an unfair expression. It replaces, but it achieves 6.3% better fuel economy. It's rated at 8.9 litres per 100. That's not bad for a big SUV.
And as you mentioned, apart from the very original ones, hasn't really changed over the last 20 years. It's still the same basic body shape, isn't it?
Well, it has evolved in that. The first ones looked like Land Rover Defenders.
Yes.
Or a Jeep, somewhere between that. What we've seen, certainly, is that in typical Toyota form, I would have to say some rather bland-looking cars, but they've a couple of years ago, I went to a session with one of their designers, or a couple of their designers, who said, no more boring cars. Now, the interesting thing about the Land Cruiser, the 300, the new one, is that if you look at certain base models, middle models and the top model, that they're still the same body for that particular, of each of those options, each of those variants, but the nose looks significantly different. So couple of line, Zahara, is one that will take quite a degree of good-looking approach versus the very base ones, which may be more aimed at the rugged. In fact, there's a middle segment of variants there where it's particularly aimed at the rugged outdoor.
And how are they pricing the new Land Cruiser 300?
It's not cheap. The GX base model starts at about $90,000 plus on roads, and going up to the Sahara ZX, I think it is, at about $139,000 plus on roads. You are getting an awful lot of technology for that. You're getting a lot of comfort too. And I tell you one thing I do like too. They've made a big effort at trying to do the ergonomics inside to put all the similar things together, the buttons and that, so that it becomes a little bit more intuitive. So it's not distracting, which hasn't been present in many cars, which have gone for fancy looks rather than functional looks, in my opinion.
Look forward to talking more motoring with David Brown when he joins us again next Thursday on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thank you, David.
Thanks, mate.